This is an interview on the Franklinville Fire Department, and I will be talking to the Fire Chief, Waldemar Weidengiver. And my first question is, how old is the Franklinville Fire Department?
The Frankenmuth Fire Department was organized in 1904. At that time, it consisted of 32 men. Then the village council reorganized it in 1908 to consist of not more than 12, nor less than 8 men. The equipment used by these men at that time was a hose cart and a hand pump, which was later replaced by a horse-drawn steam pump. And that was used for several years until it was replaced by a horse-drawn gas engine driven pump. This was the equipment that they were using until 1909. At that, Frankenmuth Fire Department received its first motorized equipment, which consisted of a 1919 Model T fire truck. And in 1928, they got another pumper with chemicals. In 1942, they received another truck with a 300-gallon water tank, a pumper. In 1951, another pumper was purchased with a 500-gallon tank. In 1970, our latest pumper with a 750-gallon tank was purchased. This is the equipment that we are using.
What are the first records of the department?
The first records of the Frankenmuth Fire Department is a sheet of paper dated June the 4th, 1904, listing all the men, and they are listing all the names of the men that belonged to the department at that time. And then we have no more records until 1906, when again there was just a listing of the names of the men. And from there on, there was regular records kept. And we have the first records of the fires that we have was started in 1937, and they are right up to date.
How are your firemen alerted?
The first firemen were alerted by a fire bell which was on top of the police station or a firehouse, and that was rang to summon the firemen. In 1928, a siren was erected on top of the firehouse. And if the fire was out in the country, only the siren would be operated. But if the fire was in the village at that time, then both the bell and the siren would be operated. And this was used until 1900 system was used until we switched to the county fire alerting system, which was on June the 1st, 1963, and this is still used to this date.
What do you do for rescue runs?
We purchased a resuscitator in 1949, which we are still using today, and we do make about 2-3 of rescue runs a year.
What type of communication system does your department use?
Our department uses radios. Our first two-way radio was purchased in 1954, which at that time was the first volunteer fire department to be equipped with a two-way radio, and we were hooked up to the county sheriff department on the sheriff's frequency. Later on, in 1962, we purchased our own base station, and then in 1963, we hooked in with a county alerting system, and we are fully equipped with two-way radios and monitors in most firemen's homes at this time.
How long have you been fire chief?
I was appointed fire chief in 1947 and held that position until in the history of the Frankenmuth Fire Department, we have had only three chiefs, the first one being Martin Eicher, who held that position from 1904 to 1928. He was then replaced by his son, Herman Eicher, who held the position until 1947 when he resigned as chief, but is still a member of this department.
In your opinion, what was the biggest fire that your department had to fight?
In my opinion, the biggest fire that we had was in 1937 when the Nicherline Hardware and the Rao Brothers store burned. We were out with all equipment, plus we had help from other departments, and we were out for close to 24 hours.
What area does your department cover?
Our department covers the city of Frankenmuth and the township of Frankenmuth, and we also go into Tuscola Township, whatever we are called. But we also have a mutual aid pact with the County Fire Association, so we would have to go to any other department's help if they need it.
About how many fire runs does your department have in a year?
Over the last 10 years, we averaged about 22 fire runs a year.